For one, you could have answered your phone 4 months ago when I called.
She sips her tea and diverts her eyes. That's one characteristic of Allie's that always grabbed the part of myself I try to ignore. She's so strong-willed and speaks her mind. But the minute she's vulnerable and turns shy, I want to shelter her, take care of her, and protect her. I was on a call, and she shakes her head.
Don't make excuses. I know why you didn't.
She actually doesn't, but I'm not ready to fill her in. She cuts me off again.
You don't owe me anything, but don't be surprised now that I'm sitting here 5 months pregnant.
You could have called me again, or come by, or sent a letter, or something more than just one phone call. This is kind of important news. She glances at her stomach and back at me with raised eyebrows.
I'm aware. I'm surprised you'd have wanted me to call when you don't want kids.
I probably told her that at one point during our friendship. I've never held back the fact marriage and kids aren't for me. Correct. Saying that while the woman carrying my child sits across from me feels wrong. But now...
Nope.
She shakes her head, interrupting me once again. Can I finish a sentence? I push my tea away, standing to retrieve a beer from the fridge.
I know what you're going to say, that this changes things.
It does. I twist the top of the bottle. A hell of a lot. You should have told me, Allie.
I was going to. I tried, and when you didn't answer, I was going to call you again. But then, it was just a lot, okay? I needed to wrap my head around everything before I tried begging you to return a phone call.
My shoulders slump. I feel like an asshole. Hell, I was an asshole. Well, this changes things.
It doesn't have to. Listen, I don't want you half in. In means you're on board to be the best dad you can be, which means joint custody or weekend visits. Visits you never miss.
I blow out a breath. I'm a sheriff. I can't always dictate when I'm needed.
Within reason,
she adds, confirming she knows what's going through my head.
But I don't want a ring. I don't want a relationship with you. I'm strictly talking about you being a dad. I will warn you, though. Either you're 100% in this or you're out. There's no room for in-between.